You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International. In collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Can a deep look into a big story from the past inform us about important issues today? Can it remind us of urgent questions that get shelved in the passage of time? With a mission to update and re-examine important stories with the benefit of hindsight, the independent documentary group Retro Report's latest offering takes us back to 2007.
I've seen so many soldiers get so frustrated with the process that they will sign anything presented to them just so they can get on with their lives. The system can't be trusted. And soldiers get less than they deserve from a system seemingly designed to run and run to cut the costs associated with fighting this war.
By the time Staff Sergeant John Daniel Shannon testified before Congress about the horrible conditions for some soldiers at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, it was already a blockbuster national story. The soldier blew the whistle about his shocking treatment at the Army's flagship medical facility after being wounded in the war in Iraq, a war itself going badly.
They gave me a Xeroxed map of the hospital grounds, and it was not very well photocopied. And here I am sliding down walls, sliding down brick walls outside, staggering across open areas so I can get to another brick wall to hold me up, and have no idea where to go. And mind you, my head is still bandaged at this time frame.
After an explosive Washington Post investigation of the decrepit conditions and stifling bureaucracy and their effect on the troops.
They think the system's against them. They'll recede into their rooms and not physically come out.
This is what greets wounded soldiers. Mold, holes in walls, rats and insect infestation.
The Washington Post broke the scandal out into the open, and everyone in the media was incredulous as to how this could have happened. Substandard conditions of neglect, and in many cases, improper care for severely injured soldiers.
That mold and the Byzantine kind of environment in which these soldiers found themselves, almost Kafkaesque, became a metaphor for a moldy system which needed to be revitalized.
Retro Report asked Lieutenant General Eric B. Schoomaker what the Army learned from the scandal back in 2007 and if the stream of casualties from two wars has continued to overwhelm the system.
This really stellar achievement in improving survival had, in a sense, a downside for us in the recovery and rehabilitation, and that is that we are now beginning to see soldiers, the likes of which we had not seen in years.
In some places were better than others, but there were problems of one sort or another at every single WTU that we went to. And these problems were corrected somewhat at Walter Reed, but they're replicated across the whole system.
Noel Cook there, speaking with Retro Report. He's Deputy Undersecretary for the Office of Wounded Warrior Care and Transition Policy. Much has changed since 2007. Walter Reed has been closed, at least the facility profiled in the original scandal, replaced by a modern joint Army-Navy Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Joining me now is Harry Hanbury, producer for the Retro Report. Harry, welcome.
Hi, John.
So first of all, what's a WTU that Noel Cook refers to there?
A WTU is a warrior transition unit, and after the Walter Reed scandal, the Army created some three dozen of these around the U.S. and abroad to care for critically wounded soldiers.
And we were told, and I think the impression and tone of the stories and the coverage back in 2007 with this was that this was a lapse that was going to be corrected. But as we get into your report, it seems that no, in fact, this is more systemic and it's really a sense of the system being overwhelmed.
Yes, I think in 2007, the Washington Post really shined a spotlight on a major problem that the Army was facing. They really had a major lack of systems to deal with this incoming tide of soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And I should stress that part of that was because military medicine had gotten so good that a lot more soldiers were surviving.
General Schoomaker actually referred to that in the clip we just played, that the survival rate is part of the long-term problem. Is this systemic, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. It's a systemic problem, and the Army really tried to deal with this and put a lot of resources and manpower into these WTUs in 2007. And I think part of the problem is that after that spotlight turned away, There seems to have been some drift back in the direction of the bad old days before 2007. At least that's the testimony that we're getting from a lot of soldiers and official reports.
Is the sense that there are new problems emerging, that as time goes on, there are other things that are going to manifest themselves, that this is far from over?
Certainly some of the invisible wounds like PTSD, traumatic brain injury, major depression could be lingering far into the future.
Well, let's hear from Noel Cook again, who speaks directly to that.
We've got a wave of problems out there in front of us that are going to be coming at us in the years ahead in numbers that we can't now really anticipate. And it's going to manifest itself in broken soldiers, broken homes, children that are messed up. All this stuff is what we've got waiting for us.
And this goes way beyond facilities and individual hospitals. This is out in communities all over America.
That's right. That's right. The initial problem, I think what really captured the public imagination was the facilities problems at Walter Reed, mold and mice. And I think the deeper problems really have to do with outpatient care, the bureaucratic maze that people find themselves trapped in. And what's really striking about this story is the extent to which a lot of the major themes of the 2007 reporting and the Post have been repeated in the subsequent reporting. That's sort of failed to break that threshold and get the same level of public attention.
And there's a real sense, and this is some of the most powerful tape in this piece that you have, is from Tori Shannon, who's Staff Sergeant John Daniel Shannon's wife, speaking to you.
The Walter Reed scandal shed a lot of light, and there was a lot of attention, and, you know, all this momentum and traction was built. And within 2 years, it just fizzled away again. We're right back to where we started, and in some cases, worse than when we started.
Is that bitterness or a fair assessment of where the system is right now?
It's really hard to say. I mean, all that I can say as an outsider is that a lot of soldiers still seem very dissatisfied with the state of care that they're getting as outpatients in warrior transition units. The Army reports, based on its own surveys, that over 80% of soldiers are satisfied, and that number has stayed pretty steady for the past several years. But there's been a steady stream of bad news and complaint. There was a report last year that said that soldiers in wheelchairs were made fun of and that it was a toxic environment. And these still seem to be things that the WTUs are grappling with.
Well, it's great that you look back to help us to look forward. Harry Hanbury is a producer for Retro Report. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.